He said there are five ways to overcome unwholesome thought or wrong thought or negative thought. That's why those who cannot meditate, means the hindrance are there, the wrong thought are there. How you overcome them? The first one is still thought-based. Second one also thought-based, but it helps. Because the first one is a thing of the direct opposite thought. Direct opposite wholesome thought, sorry. For example, if you have a lot of anger, emotion, negative tendency, even fear, worry, anxiety, think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. So like you have a lot of anger, a lot of emotion, radiate metta. When there is metta, there is loving kindness, then the wrong thought, the negative thought cannot arise, isn't it? But this one is thought-based, temporary. Not suitable for real life training. When you live life, don't tell me every time you get angry emotion, you go and look for a corner, hide to meditate and radiate metta. I mean, nobody around you can do it, understand? Or in a retreat, you can do it. But that is still thought-based. Your metta is still a thought. But the content is much better than wrong thought. It don't have the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. But when you radiate metta, you radiate this love, loving kindness for the well-being of all. May all beings be well and happy. May this body and mind of mine be well and happy. You must radiate this good thought and feel it, understand, that this body of yours and your mind is well and happy. Feel the well-being inside, understand, and you become very different. That's why before you do the mind sweep method, in the early day, I teach the kaya metta, do metta, radiate first. Then after that, you feel that your body and mind has this well-being inside you already. Then you will settle down. Then you can do the mind sweeping method, then relax and meditate. That's how you can improve yourself. So to think of the direct opposite wholesome thought is very useful initially. But after a while, you realize this is still thought-based. It cannot lead to penetrative wisdom. It only avoid the negative thought. The second one is better. Think of the consequence of holding on to the wrong thought. What are wrong thought? Thought that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. And there, these are defilement, root of all evil, make you evil. So when you contemplate and reflect, if you hold on to it, it makes you evil. That is the consequence. No? So your life, you decide how you want to live your life. Do you want to become an evil person and commit all the evil karma? If you don't want, determine to abandon it. Understand not? So how to abandon it? The third way. This is the meditative way. Relax and maintain awareness, which is the first two support. We are just let things be. Whatever happen, don't interfere, don't react, don't stir, don't blame, don't do anything. Just accept the reality with right view. Like the Buddha said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. So let's say anger arises. Don't fight, don't resist. Or fear arises, don't fight, don't resist. Relax, maintain awareness, and let things be. Then what will happen? Yeah, this is the meditative way. That pure awareness nature is not a thought energy. Understand? It cannot create thinking. It is the unconditioned, that nature. So what happens is, when you do that, you have the understanding. That's why I put here, this is the meditative way based on understanding that the natural state of mind, before the stirring or reaction to sense experience, is already in the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and silent inner awareness. What is the meaning? Yeah, that is your true mind, isn't it? Your true mind originally is without thought. So this true mind is The characteristic is tranquility. Tranquility and stillness of mind. Means this mind is tranquil and still. Means no activity, no thinking, nothing. It's just the awareness nature. So basically, this one is the awareness nature. But like Hui Ning came to know after the fifth patriarch told him, how amazing that this nature is already complete. Understand not? That all Dhamma arise from this mind. Means what? Your mundane mind and all this that arise is dependent originating. Which means this is the process where thought, emotion, your fear, worry, anxiety, anger, sorrow, and lamentation, they arise through condition arising state. Or is dependent on your wrong view that stir your mind and create those mind state. Understand not? So this one is the mundane mind. That's why Hui Ning say, how amazing that all Dhamma, all manifestation, thought process, thinking, everything, they are not apart from this nature. Means from this nature, it arise and create mundane thinking or thought process. This mundane mind, which is mundane thinking or thought process. So if you know this is happening, why must you do anything? Because this one is dependent originating. When conditions cease to be, it ceases to be. So what you need to do is cease the thinking, cease the wrong thought, cease your habitual tendency. That's why you maintain mindfulness, sati, awareness, this one. Maintain mindfulness. Then you realize the true mind. And this is a purifying force, understand not? When this is around, all this that is created from the here cannot arise. You understand? That's why I say, you understand this, then why must you do anything to anger and fear? Anger is never you. Fear is not. They are dependent originating, manifestation and created through. From that nature, you stir your mind due to wrong view, wrong thought from your memory. Understand? Your views, your opinion, your condition. So when you understand this, you let things be. Don't do anything. Maintain awareness, relax, and maintain awareness. Stay here. Then let this arise. When all this happens, you don't feed it with any more mental energy, what happened? Krishnamurti had the famous quote and say, the very flowering of thought is the very ending of thought. Understand not? Because this thought is dependent originating. If you continue to think negatively, you become more and more emotional. Understand not? And this is the flowering. Understand not? But if you allow it to flower and don't feed it anymore with wrong thought, what happened? Like the flower. It flower until it cannot flower, what happened? Decay, fade away, understand not? Wow, Sister Song, lihai, oh, look. He also don't die. Fade away, sadhu. So, meditation very easy. If I know this, I don't do anything. The third way, that's why the Buddha say, develop sati, aware, and stay. Maintain awareness. Don't do anything. All this will flower and cease. That's why you try it, you will know. Then you realize, I don't do anything, anger cease. Fear cease. What do I realize? That nature will tell you, they are not intrinsic. Understand not? It doesn't belong to your true mind, your true nature. The awareness nature got nothing. All these are dependent originating mind state, condition arising. You created it like a magician through your wrong view, your wrong thought, your conditioning, your belief system from your brain, your memory. So understanding all this allow you to meditate with understanding, then it will cease by itself. And most meditators don't believe one. Where got so easy one, relative? But you think easy, man? Yeah? Can you maintain mindfulness, awareness? Can you relax? Even Brother Beng Fee already told you, cannot settle down. That's all. To relax, you know, is very difficult. Yeah, there is an art. There is an understanding behind. That's why I say meditation, if it's not done with understanding, you cannot penetrate one. You cannot realize it. It's easy to those who understand. But to those who don't understand, it can be like eternity. They always cannot get it. Especially those with karmic obstruction. So now you understand the third way. Let all these emotions that are dependent originating, the thought, the emotion, the sankhara, let it flower. When you stay, maintain awareness, don't do anything, this awareness nature cannot feed any more thought energy to let it continue to manifest or arise. Then it will cease. That's why that saying by J. Krishnamurti is very good. The very flowering of this emotion is the very ending of this emotion. Then you realize, that's how I overcome and abandon my wrong thought. But the Buddha is so wise. He said, that one is very good. That's why he used the bullock cart analogy, when they asked the disciple to collect the water. You don't stir that nature with your wrong thought, wrong view and conditioning, then this mind state, the thinking process, the thought, the emotion, cannot continue to move. That's why he know, he asked them to go and collect the water 3 times. First 2 times, the blockade went over, stir, the water not clear. The third time is clear, because you don't disturb it. Don't disturb it is to maintain awareness and don't do anything, understand not? Don't go and trigger more thought energy to develop the emotion and the fear. Especially if you got a problem, you think about it. The more you think about it, the more worried you become. You realize or not? The more panic you become. This time die already. I think I cannot run already. Police come after me, they got evidence there. Maybe a CBT or whatever, understand or not? Then the weakness already being caught. And you keep on thinking, no? And you have more and more fear because of all this wrong thought. What you should understand is this is our reality. If police come lah, understand? But this is our reality. You worry, panic, also no choice. In the first place, you know that this is coming, then why you commit it, understand? That is the Dhamma. So understanding this, the Buddha teach you the third way. But he realized the third way, if you cannot develop the wisdom there and then out of it, it's not enough for you to free. Because every time you got anger, you got fear, then what you do? You go and meditate, aware, cease. Then come out, again confront sense experience, you cannot understand, again you stir, you get angry. That's why a lot of meditators, they last night tell me, but still, to tell you the truth, I have been meditating, vipassana and all, say, in and out of retreat one. 20 years also got, 30 years also got, 40 years also got. Not until I hear from you, I cannot understand. But I told them, the truth is, after you go in, go out, you are still the same. You still have fear. You still have worry. You still get angry. Yeah lah. I say, why? He said, don't know lah. I think not effective lah. Must go in continuously lah. Where got life? And I said, he said, go into retreat continuously. Go in, peaceful, calm, after 1 month, come out 1 week, back to square one. Understand? So what is going on? Well, you don't tackle the understanding to root it out. The Buddha knew. If like that, even if you manage to do awareness-based meditation, but if you don't develop the wisdom, if I don't explain to you what happened, you also every time aware, maintain awareness, then cease. Then go out, live life, got problem, go back again. Can you live life that way? Because if the Buddha is like that, he is not the Buddha. That's all. He is only at peace, and he is the Buddha, is because all situation, all sorts of people, all sorts of condition, he can be at peace. That is the Buddha. That's why he teach you the fourth way. What is the fourth way? Read. Read together. Trace the chain factor of the unwholesome thought, and then retrospectively reverse it. We are cultivating the mindfulness of Dhammanupassana. That is, we are cultivating mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases. So all these are very important. This is to develop the wisdom to free. Means what? Let's say anger arises. How to trace the arising of anger? In the Satipatthana Sutta, the fourth foundation of mindfulness, mindfulness of Dhamma, the five mental hindrances, the five aggregates, the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases. So it is definitely through your senses here. Otherwise, you won't stir your mind there. When you see somebody you don't like, what happened? Huh? Through memory. You get angry at him. You very unhappy. You bosong, this guy, last time he did this to me. Yeah. Then especially people abuse you or what, then you develop fear. You develop worry, phobia and all those things. You recall the unhappy past and all that. So this is how, through the senses, it triggers off. Then when you know it's through the senses it trigger all, how can you trace the origination factor? The Buddha said, don't do anything but maintain awareness. That's why awareness-based meditation is very powerful. He said, you maintain awareness, then you will come to know how the arisen defilement or wrong thought cease to be. Through what? Through being silent, understand, maintaining awareness, don't do anything. Eh? Then it ceases to be. That is how you trace the origination factor. Then now, you ask yourself, contemplate, why did I stir my mind and become angry last time? Or fearful last time? Because of accumulated phobia, fear, conditioning, belief system. I stir, I react from my wrong thought, wrong view. So when you trace this, then you ask yourself, how can I not stir and not react in the future? You sure say you don't know, lah. Correct, lah. We are so habitual, everything also do like that. Lah. But luckily, the Buddha teach very clearly. That's why I use my own understanding and share with you all so that you all don't have to go and contemplate and find all these things out. The Buddha said, you have to develop the understanding to see things as they are. You understand? See things as they are means what? Transcend duality. No right, no wrong. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Then why you see that person, you perceive him with negativity? You want things your way. You accumulated this phobia or this dislike or this anger. Emotion. Well, this is all your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. And from here, you act. That's why acting according to memory is not acting at all. How can you act this way? Then how should you act? Act with wisdom, the Dhamma way. Following the Buddha's advice. If I can see things as they are, means what? The direct seeing will tell me no word, nothing. Anasana. Why do I go and label it as this? It's just like sensu. You create duality and you want to break away from duality. Originally, that true mind is penlai wuyu, empty, nothing. Then where can all this duality arise? It's because you sustained it through the mundane thinking, understand? Through your own sakyadity and delusion. So when you understand this, then you can accept the reality of the moment. We are like the Buddha said, conditioned like that, things where they are just the way they are. Last time, they do all this to you is because Deluded people do deluded thing. Selfish people do selfish thing. Violent people do violent thing. They are just the way they are. The world is the world. Condition like that, things will be like that. So why must you stir and react? Oh, then you realize this is the wisdom way to transcend duality, to be at peace with all things. That's why I share the understanding with you. Whatever happened in life, don't react, don't stir your mind, don't get angry, don't blame, don't do all this foolish thing to arise the wrong thought. Understand not? Ah, then you develop the wisdom within. Yoniso manasikara. Then you use this wisdom. See things as they are. Jnana dasana. The direct knowledge and vision of the reality. Thing is just the way it is, like the Buddha said. Suchness. Tatata. And Krishnamurti call it what is. What is the reality. You cannot fight the reality because it's a dependent, originating, conditioned world. Nature's law like that, governed by nature's law. Conditionally said things will be like that. Cannot be otherwise. So I have to accept that reality with right view. If I accept, means what? I don't react, I don't blame, I don't stir, I don't allow memory to come in to interfere. You understand? Then you are free, understand? Then I can be at peace. Then no emotion, no fear, no blaming, nothing. I am not agitated. I have clarity. Then I look at it. If it is initially, like you say, you want to resolve this thing amicably, then you have clarity of mind. Then you ask yourself, what happened? Oh, last time I very deluded. I accumulated all this phobia, all this dislike, all this hatred towards somebody. That's why I cannot free. Understand? So, there is a saying, you know, if you can forgive, means you free yourself. You know? You understand? You know? When you don't forgive, means you hate that person. You know? Correct? You know? If you don't forgive a person, means you still hate him or her. You know? Correct? You know? Then, the evil root of hatred is still in you. True or not? It makes you evil. If you forgive him, means what? Not verbally, you know. Forgive means, ayo, I last time stupid, deluded, I no longer hate you anymore. So I forgive, I free my hatred, no. I release this and I become a free man, no. Or a free person, no. So you must understand all this. So repentance, ask for forgiveness is very important. Ability to repent. Forgive, you free yourself, you root out the evil root. So this is how you develop the wisdom to meditate. So when you don't react, then you see what happened, you trace the origination factor from your accumulated habitual tendency, wrong view and the wrong thought, you stir and become like that, you become evil. And these are all wrong thoughts. That's why fear is a negative energy, wrong thought. Anger is a violent, negative energy, wrong thought. Make you evil. Make you deluded. Trigger of karmic negativity and suffering. Then your life. Why do you want to make yourself like that? So when you see this, then you ask yourself, how can I retrospectively reverse this? Through the understanding that I teach you, they are just the way they are. That's why I forgive them. Like Jesus, before his crucifixion, he told those people who visit him, forgive them for they know not what they are doing. You realize there is a lot of wisdom there. Forgive all these people who crucified him, for he knows not what he is doing. So that is the wisdom word. If you can forgive, your mind is free. It means you don't hold on to any aversion, hatred, negativity, unhappiness. You don't blame anybody anymore. You accept the reality. Like the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. Why? Because you are born of your karma, add to your karma conditions, but you are what you are. So in the past, you must have done all this nonsense to people. Understand? Now, your turn, become victim. So when you understand all this as a totality, you develop wisdom. Then you cannot stir your mind anymore. You can accept the reality of everything that happened in this world. And this is the only way to free. That's why acceptance free you. Understand? If you cannot accept one thing your way, means the first noble truth reality, when you cannot get what you want, when things don't go your way, when your expectations in life are not met, what follow? Suffering follow. Understand? So see all this clearly and wake up. Then learn to live life differently. So number four is not easy to do. Understand? Easy said. Like a theory. Easy to like, yeah lah, correct. Brian Teo say one. Oh, reasonable. Oh. But put it into action. Live it. Like I used to tell TK in Singapore. And he also know when he listened to my sharing. He said, Brother, you are the only Dhamma speaker that I realize the Dhamma can become a living reality. He said, a lot of people say, but I don't think can be done. Then earlier on, I think, I forgot who it is, Michael or TK or Brother Benfi, they also say, a lot of things, like the Abhidhamma already say, they describe until utau uwei, but cannot be done. But I told Benfi, no, when you have the awareness, it can be done. Because in the Abhidhamma is mentioned, within 1 second, you know, the Abhidhamma say, billions of consciousness went through your mind. You believe or not? But when you are there, you will know. Because no matter how fast, the awareness can be there. And this movement, the speed of light also cannot be done. It's faster than the speed of light. But this awareness is the wonder. It can be anywhere, anytime. Understand? That's why they call it the original nature. But from here, everything arises. So when you are here, everything that arises is connected to here. That's why the Sammasambuddha, they have this all-knowing knowledge and understanding, omniscient and all that. And that is true. It's not a joke. It can be realized. It can be understood. You can be one with everything. But that is your nature, not you, understand? Not a being, understand? So understand? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.